All right. Thanks to everybody who's on our call today. I just want to put it out there that I am so proud of you all for taking your time to complete workouts, to eat the right foods, to check in on the Facebook page. All of these things are really adding up for you, whether it feels like it or not. And the support that I'm seeing in the group is so beautiful. I can't thank you guys enough for being there for each other and giving love and giving recommendations and just keeping it going strong. Like, we're in day 3 right now, and I'm feeling phenomenal with you guys. Like, I know that this is a new thing, and it's opening yourself up to doing something that's different, and you've just been rocking it. And whether you have fallen off track or not, even if you've fallen off track, you are still rocking it. You signed up for this program, which is a huge step forward, and everything counts. Even the check-ins on the Facebook page count big time, because as you're writing it out, you're acknowledging to yourself, to your subconscious mind, that you did something or you're invested in something. So it's going to be more present in your mind throughout the rest of the day. Today, I would like to talk about the call topic of making time for your workout. This is huge. We do something that I call a balance of pain versus pleasure. We do this on every single decision we make. And this is not far off from pH balance like we talked about yesterday. So like the body wants to maintain this balance of acidity to alkalinity. It also wants to maintain a balance with choosing pain over pleasure or pleasure over pain. And to give you an example of what that means is if there was, say, a cookie that you really loved and you just really wanted to eat, but you felt like you should go have a workout, well, the cookie is going to feel more pleasurable to eat. You've linked up that eating a cookie feels good to you. And then you've also linked up that moving your body and working out might be a painful thing. So obviously your brain is going to want the thing that feels good. So it's going to eat the cookie instead. This is why it's no wonder that we make the choices that we make every day, because we're weighing different things with each other. And the one that's more pleasurable always wins. You know, another example is you finished a long day of work and you're feeling really tired and you're thinking, man, I gotta go get in a workout right now, or I should move my body today. And the other thing that pops into your head is like, I'd much rather lay on the couch and veg out. So, you know, we're probably going to choose the one that ends up being more pleasurable, because vegging out and doing nothing actually feels good. And we're probably associating moving around to not feeling good in that moment. So at the end of the night, we look back and we're like, why did I do that? Why did I eat that cookie? Why did I just lay around on the couch instead of work out? Well, that's because it was more pleasurable to do that. So what I really want you to start doing now is linking up pleasure with moving and working out and eating well. For me, I've changed my association, and I can't tell you, it made all the difference in the world, because nowadays, for me, not working out is painful. It used to be that working out is painful. Now, not working out is painful, because the next day I'm going to wake up, I'm not going to feel as good if I didn't move around and move my body, or, you know, walk for at least 10 minutes a day, just getting my body in motion. You know, I'm going to feel it. I'm going to feel a little more tired. I'm going to feel maybe a little soreness in my back. Maybe I won't feel as limber and stretched out and just feeling, I won't feel as good. So I want to move every day. And that's why it's not a 5 day a week kind of thing for me. You know, you find some fitness professionals that are like, you got to work out 5 days a week and that's how you do it. For me, it's no, you got to move your body every day. Our bodies are made to be in motion. Our bodies are not made to sit at a desk all day. So we want to be in motion as much as possible all day long, you know, choosing the stairs, parking far away and walking further. When we go up the stairs, maybe not using the railing, just using our body weight, maybe balancing on one leg while we're brushing our teeth. You know, our bodies are made to be in motion. And if they're not, they get sad and they get depressed. So keep that body in motion and think about people who have been successful with maintaining a healthy body and healthy lifestyle for years. These people have built an association in their brain that working out is more pleasurable than painful. This is why they've maintained it and been consistent throughout their life. Because we need something that motivates us. And if you've ever met any kind of athlete or somebody who's really passionate about a certain sport, it's not about pain for them. Like, they love that sport, and that's why they do it. And for us, our bodies love to be in motion. So let's keep them moving and change the association to really love it. And that's all it takes. It's just simple. I mean, even going for a little walk, parking far away, that is just something that maybe we would have never thought about, but now we're thinking about it, we're like, okay, yeah, I can do that. That'll probably feel pretty good. I'm capable of it. And that's huge. So just start to change these associations. What you can do right now, grab a piece of paper and a pen, and I want you to write down on your list what are things that make you not like working out or eating healthy. Once you write these things down, we're going to write how we can replace them. So while you're writing that, I'll give you an example of myself personally. So back when I used to live with my parents at their home, one of my rites of passage, one of my chores for living there was mowing the lawn. And when I first started thinking about doing this lawn mowing, I had a lot of negative associations built up towards it. So I was like, oh man, that's a guy's job, which not even true, but just an association that I had built in my mind. I thought, oh, I get sweaty. You know, it takes a lot of my time and I really don't like that because I don't have a lot of time to begin with and I want to be spending it on stuff that I feel is important to me. And at the time, I didn't link importance with mowing the lawn. So I had a lot of negativity associated with it. And I thought, okay, I'm going to try this concept that I use with other things on mowing the lawn. And I'm going to see how I can take the things that don't feel good and I don't like about it and switch them to be positive, things that I love. So I started looking at it and I was like, you know what? Mowing the lawn is not a man's job. And even if it is, I'm going to change that association. I'm going to be that change. So if people see me mowing the lawn, maybe they'll inspire other women to go out there and mow their lawn. Part two, I realized that the sweatiness is a good thing. And I get to move my body for an hour every time I do that. So that's like a portion of a workout for me. Or like, well, I guess that would be a whole workout for me to just mow the lawn. And I'm like, okay, that's awesome. So I'm not going, I want to do this much. I want to allot this much time to a workout today. And I need to allot this much time to mow the lawn today. Nope, they're combined. So that's just 1 hour right there. And then the next thing was that I realized that I could be progressing myself personally by mowing the lawn, by putting motivational, personal development, meditation, CDs and books on tape onto my iPod. And I had a solid hour of listening to that stuff. So that's a solid hour of becoming better as a human being every single time I mowed the lawn. Guaranteed. So I was programming my brain to become higher level and to be able to see things differently and alter the things that are holding me back. And I'm just dedicating that time to them, which has benefited me so much. It's really helped with my progression as a person and emotionally. So as you can see, I've traded up linking negativity, ugh, I hate mowing the lawn, to positivity, I love mowing the lawn. And then the other bonus that's added in there is too, it really helps my parents and it makes them feel really good when they see a nicely mowed lawn. So that is something where I'm making someone else feel good by doing something. So that makes me feel good. So win-win-win-win-win situation. How can you make working out, moving your body daily, and eating right a win-win-win-win-win for you? Lots of wins. Write this down, and I would love if you would share it on the Facebook page. If you don't feel comfortable, that's okay. But if you do, that would be really helpful for all of us. I would love to see it. So you want to just change that association and make more time. The second part of making more time for your workout is seeing what you spend time on every day that might not be positively serving you. So we spend a lot of time, although we feel like there's not enough time in the day, we spend a lot of time on things that do not help us become our next level. They don't progress us as a person. They don't progress us with our body. They don't progress us in our relationships or our career or our finances. They just kind of keep us stagnant, or they kind of pull us back a level. So for example, you know, spending time watching TV or maybe having a really long energy draining conversation with somebody who's kind of negative. You know, I used to have these conversations with my friends and family that they would just talk about what's not working and what's not happening and how they're stressed and tired and all these different things. And it drains a lot of your energy, and it takes a lot of time to have a conversation like that with someone who just wants to tell you about how things are not going well for them. And, you know, this may at first sound selfish, but I don't have time for people to tell me about this, all the negativity in their lives. I do have time for people who are saying, I want to make a change. I want to, you know, progress, and this happened. I'm like, awesome. That's great. But somebody who's just talking about negativity just to talk about it and for no other reason, with no intention to change or better themselves, it's like, I want to spend my time on positive energy and positive mindset and moving forward and seeing what I'm capable of and seeing what you're capable of. So you want to see where you spend that time and who you're spending the time on. And if they're just sucking the energy right out of you, that's a lot of energy and time that you could be putting towards something that's actually benefiting you, like moving, like going for a walk, like doing a workout, or like having a positive conversation with someone. A lot of times you'll find that positivity and good conversations and stuff, they don't take a lot of time. It's like, you know, you talk about the good stuff and then you experience life together and you enjoy life. It's not so much like let's spend a lot of energy on time on what's not going well. So you want to look at that. You want to look at TV. About 2 years ago, I cut out TV completely, and Josh has cut it out as well. So the time that we would normally spend watching TV at home, you know, it's being spent on other things, like taking a walk with each other, actually having a genuine conversation that's not stressful from the day. It's just free and open and outside and really fun. Or one thing that we've done a lot is over the course of the last year, we travel a lot. We've seen a lot of our friends and family. And when we go to their houses or stay with them, One of our evening things that we like to do is we like to just stretch. So we turn off the TV, we turn off any kind of media, and we just stretch and we just hang out. And if that means talking to each other, we do that, and we like enjoy each other's company, or we just, you know, stretch by ourselves. And everybody that we've stayed with, every single person was like, man, this is great. I want to do this every day too. This feels awesome. This is a great way to live. So there's a lot of things that you can replace it with positively. And the reason I'm just saying TV specifically is because TV has gotten to a point where it's constantly telling us we're not enough, we're not good enough, we need more stuff, we need to act differently, we need to be different, we need to have different friends, life is not working for us, which is so untrue. That's total BS, and it's craziness, and I can't even handle how negative the media is sometimes. So, you know, anything from like TV to movies to magazines, like even the internet, like I'm really careful what I read on the internet because there's so much out there, and like a lot of people are just putting their opinions out, and I don't want to just take everyone's opinion. I know how I feel about certain things, and I want to continue to live my life positively, not letting other people tell me what's restrictive and what I can and can't do. Like, we are capable of anything. The only reason we feel like we're not is because we let ourselves believe that we're not. Or maybe somebody in our life has told us we're not capable of that. That's not for us. We can't have that, which is so not true. That's their own belief. You're the only one who can say, I can and can't do that. And you can do anything. So just start to be with this concept of how can I take things that are not good for me and make them good for me. So, yeah, just write that list out, switch the associations, share it with us on the Facebook page. And I just really want to appreciate everybody for being here, being a part of this group. I'm so incredibly proud of you, whether you have done every workout, every meal, whether you've missed a couple. Remember that every single day is a fresh start. This moment is a fresh start. You don't even have to wait for tomorrow for it to be a fresh start. Right now is a fresh start. So regardless of what happened the last few days, you start fresh right now. You can create what you want right now. You can make time for what is really good for you and what is going to make you feel amazing and get you to your highest potential immediately. You can start now. So, you know, make those associations, live healthy, live energized, be pumped, give love to people today. Just let the energy you have from everything you've been doing lately just flow to other people. Give it out. And, you know, if you're in line somewhere today, maybe buy a water or a drink or something, or whatever it may be, a bar for the person that's behind you in line, or just give a smile for free and, just see how good that feels. It feels really good to give without looking for anything in return. And I'm just really excited for you. So have an amazing day today. Know that I'm thinking of you all day, sending motivation, sending love, and knowing that you're capable of greatness and that you can switch your associations and make what really matters a priority to you. So thank you again. So proud. Lots of love to you. And I will talk to you tomorrow evening in our call.